A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episode we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is going to be talking to us about a wide variety of subjects, including how dark money is affecting this country and how the GOP has become a toxic force. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. So can we start talking about the essay you wrote on Medium about how the Republican Party has lost its way? Tell me what, I mean, this feels very right of the moment, especially considering the tapes yesterday, the Woodward tapes. I happen to feel like a healthy Republican Party is good for democracy. How could you see the Republican Party coming back from this?
I think it's going to take kind of an internal revolution of some kind. You can plot a trajectory for the early work, like What's the Matter with Kansas, that showed how the party propaganda had been able to convince regular Republicans to vote against their interests. And then when it looked like Trump was going to lose to Hillary, there was this little burst of confession by Republicans about that's what happens when you've run something that basically has been a scam, has been consumer fraud on a political level against our own voters. And now they've kind of turned on us. And then you've got the further expansion of that view through the Never Trump Republicans who are disappointed in where their party has gone, which has had a little recent explosion in the It Was All a Lie book. So there's been this sort of thread running for quite a while, and the common feature of it is that very clever people who are paid a lot of money by people who have immense money are running a propaganda operation to scam Republican voters in order to get power and get advantage, tax advantages, polluting advantages, the kind of things that are traditional grist for political mischief.
You have been very involved in environmental causes. It's hard right now as we have these fires racing across the West. Talk to me about where you think we are with the environment, what we can do, how we can come back from this, what you're working on right now.
That's going to be really hard because, in my view, the Republican Party is more or less dominantly funded by the fossil fuel industry. And in addition to the funding, there's this huge array of phony front groups that the fossil fuel industry has stood up to mask the fossil fuel industry's own role and put a veneer of science on their climate denial and to be the political muscle that breaks people if they cross them. So that's why they took over the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's why they took over the National Association of Manufacturers and became, why would those two groups become the two worst climate obstructors in America? Doesn't make sense given their membership, but it happened. And I think for that, you've got to follow the money. So the two ways out of this are you follow the money and you disable and you discredit this operation that has seized control of the Republican Party. And the second is you wait until the Republican Party is so discredited in its climate denial that a surge of new Republicans come in and sweep out those who were complicit in the phony baloney operation that the fossil fuel industry ran. That probably takes too long for climate, so we probably are going to have to work in a partisan fashion to get a bill done if November is good to us, although I hate to see that be the case. Maybe if it's inevitable, some Republicans will come over because they see the future and want to switch to the right side, and now it's inevitable.
Could you see that happening?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to probably a dozen Senate Republicans who understand quite clearly that climate change is real, that it's a terrible threat, that it hurts their home states and threatens their home states, and they're looking for a way to get something done, but they want it to be a way that doesn't force the opposition of this whole apparatus that the fossil fuel industry has set up, which is completely dominant in Republican election politics. I mean, if the chamber goes against you, National Association of Manufacturers goes against you, API goes against you, Americans for Prosperity goes against you, now you're looking around for who else is going to support you, and it's mighty thin gruel at that point.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.